Let's start with local politics, and ahead of next year's local government election, Action SA leader Herman Mashaba has seemingly thrown himself into the fight for the city of Johannesburg. He's hinting that his party could strike a deal with the Democratic Alliance, but only under strict written terms, while warning that its past ties to the party cost it support among black voters. Mashaba is also pitching what he terms black excellence, as Coalition Arithmetic is suggesting the ANC might look his way to block Helen Ziller from entering City Hall. Herman Mashaba joins me on the program now. Herman, welcome, and you've reported as saying that you're open to a DA coalition in Johannesburg. I'm interested to know what might have changed since arguing those ties cost your party support. Could you be a little more specific for me?
Yes, good afternoon, Jeremy, and good afternoon to the listeners. I actually have not thrown my personal head in the ring as yet. What I've indicated is that Action SA will field its candidate for the city of Johannesburg at the appropriate time. I will only obviously make myself available if I don't find another Nasipi Moyo. You remember last year, this time in 20, when I had serious problems with the DA for 2 years, asking them to provide services to the townships, and unfortunately, with a reluctance, I was unfortunately forced to remove them and put in Dr. Nasipi Moyo, who has really done an amazing work. Really, very proud of her. So I will only be available in the event. Obviously, I don't really find another one, but I think we were really asking people of Johannesburg to give us space, because Johannesburg is in a mess. ANC has really done damage to the city. Why, Jeremy, coming to your question about the DA, as you are aware, I have personal experience. You remember in 2016, I left my business to my wife so that I can work with the DA to remove the ANC. And we fortunately managed to do that first time around. But unfortunately, Jeremy, I had a real difficulty with some members of the DA, feeling that I was putting too much effort and focus in the poor community. Something that I think for me was hurtful, was an insult, in the sense that I did not join politics to serve political parties. I joined politics to serve society, particularly the marginalized, the poor. I live in Sandton, in Athol, across the freeway. I look at people of Alexander, I said, no, that's the reason why I said, Herman, instead of leaving the country, to go into politics. If this ANC fraudsters can run government, I'm sure you can do it. I had no idea what a mayor does at the time. So, and let's fast forward to 2021. Action SA did so well in Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, and in the city of Johannesburg. And we forced to give our vote to the DA to ensure that we blocked the ANC from coming into power. And as I said, I was disappointed in Tshwane. So therefore, I've learned something in politics. Remember, Jeremy, when I went into politics, I said, I'll never work with the ANC. But the reality in the political environment is people who make the decision are the voters.
Unfortunately, Herman, I find it hard to believe that this time around you would be prepared to consider with working with the Democratic Alliance, given the difficulties that you've experienced in the past. Is this not just naked political expediency on your part?
No, I do not say I will work exclusively with the DA. The question
I didn't say exclusively. I just said work with the DA.
No, I'll work with any party where, in the event that the voters demand us. Let's say you look at the numbers. For example, city of Johannesburg, to get outright majority, you need 270 councillors. And one thing that is for sure is that no one is going to get outright majority. So what we are saying as Action SA, we want to avoid a situation where we can upfront say we will never work with the ANC or the DA. The question was that, will you work with the DA? I will work with any party With the conditions, the first one, you must declare corruption public enemy number one. We must have a written the coalition agreement that corruption will be public enemy number one. Second, we've got to commit that we are going to provide services to all the communities. We are not going to operate on the basis of only providing services to others and not only those who voted for us. These are very, very important things that I'm saying is DA, if ever for some reason we are forced to work with them or the ANC, these are the terms. Thirdly, the DA, if they would want to really work with us as Action SA, they must unconditionally commit that we will not really allow foreign national, illegal foreign nationals in our city. So that's the context from which probably you had my interview, and I'm repeating to you.
You seem, Herman, to have gone a little bit further, though. ANC. If I heard that correctly, you're also demanding DA buy-in for deportations of undocumented migrants. How would that work?
Absolutely. If they're not really prepared to deport illegal foreigners, then they must know it. We don't really have a deal, because Action SA, it's unapologetic. We're very clear about this. But illegal foreigners must be sent back to their countries. We have 54% of our people, as I'm talking to you right now, they don't know where the next meal is coming from. I'm in the northwest, in one village where people don't really have basic services. I mean, it's really quite shocking. So when I'm saying, how would anyone expect us as South Africans, we must look at after 80 billion people of the world, when we are unable to look after our own people. For us as Action SA, this matter is not negotiable. So any party that wants our support to work with us, if they're not prepared to work to deport illegal foreigners, then please, they must not waste our time or that time.
There's also the suggestion, isn't there, that the ANC might need you to keep Helen Zille out. Are you comfortable then with being a kingmaker to stop someone rather than delivering an actual plan?
Well, something is, Jeremy, we will work with any party that would really be prepared to abide by those trade conditions. These conditions are not negotiable. We don't care who it is. We are not in politics to block anyone from contesting. We also, any South African who wants to go and contest, whether Helen Zille wants to contest Johannesburg or any other municipality, it is her right. So we will not really work with others to block anyone from really contesting.
Who would make a better mayor in your opinion, Helen Zille or Dada Morero?
None of them. But both, I have no confidence in both of them.
Why?
Because Dada Morero, you look at the state of the city. Helen Zille, let me tell you, she's responsible for the mess we're in the city of Johannesburg. When I was the mayor...
But you're prepared to work with both their parties, with someone else.
Let me tell you, listen to me to tell you why. Both of them, I put them in the same pot. Helen Zille in 2019... when I was pursuing serious cases of fraud and corruption of ANC leaders, went to them to say, Mashaba is pursuing cases. Can you get cases against you? Come out with a motion of no confidence. I'll get white councillors in the city of Johannesburg to support your motion. As far as I'm concerned, she's complicit to what's happening.
So, Mr. Mashaba, finally, then, how can you commit to working with the DA or the ANC, but you have rejected both their mayoral candidates?
But tell me, Jeremy, to run the city of Johannesburg, out of the 270, for you to run the government, you need 136. So in the event you are forced to really be in a coalition government. And coalition government is nothing unique in South Africa. That it is for that reason you look at most of the democracies in Europe and other parts of the world. They operate, they are not really like each other, because I'm not in politics to make friends with anyone. I'm in politics to serve my country. If I'm put in an environment where I've got to work in a coalition arrangement, I'll work with people. But there are things that I'm saying are not negotiable.
All right.
I've given you the three.
You have indeed. Herman Mashaba, I am out of time. Thank you very much indeed. He is the leader of Action SA. And tomorrow on the program, we are slated to talk to the Democratic Alliance's Helen Ziller.